Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick. Have you ever been to Des Moines?
No. Why?
No reason. I've never been there either. It's summer. You can hear the cicadas doing their thing, making music. Hear that?
Yep. Came out of the ground. Thanks for coming out.
They've been
the ground.
Really loud last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
since I noticed it when we had that really bad heat wave. It was like 100 degrees.
It was real bad.
I think that did something to them.
Yeah.
And they're still not happy about
getting
it.
Out of the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Been in the ground for 17 years, man. I'm coming out.
Yeah, so you got that going. Yep. We're out on the deck. We're in the suburbs.
Enjoying it.
We are. We got some beers and music, and it's a nice evening. And we're talking new music from July. Yesterday, I played a couple of songs, summery kind of feeling songs. And
great.
Now you're going to talk about July new music, and it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, what do you got?
All right, Jim. You know, I love that you had a theme with your stuff that was summer, and I got a theme to my two picks as well, and that is that the lyrics here dominate the music. And now I'm not saying the music is bad, but, you know,
right. You
have to sort of set your lyrics to music, and if you got good lyrics, you don't want the music to be so stunning that it overwhelms, but you want it to set it to some kind of a cool rock groove, right? And that's kind of what I feel like has happened here. If you're a great lyric writer, I think one of the big tricks is picking out cool music and trying to put those lyrics to it, right? If you think of Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues, I mean, great lyrics, but music is not so good. No, I don't know. That's a bad example. A good example, however, is this guy called Kyle Kraft. Are you familiar with him, Jim? He's an artist that records for Sub Pop Records.
I was not familiar with him until the other day.
Yeah, maybe sort of you got familiar with him. And the cool thing about Kyle Kraft is that he reminds me a little bit of our friend Ron Gallo, who has been on the show. And we like his music. So why don't we hear a song off Kyle's album, most recent album. And this song is called Too Ugly for New York.
I'm too ugly for New York. I got chain of trouble here. Yeah, I'm too cheap to buy time. I got a car that don't go nowhere. Don't wanna see dust from the cash downtown.
Great.
Yeah, it's good stuff, right?
Yes.
Like the guitars. I like that sort of 78 New York City feel to the music, and I also like the lyrics a lot. I think they're pretty clever. And also the song title, ugly, and then
the numeral
NY.
Ugly, the numeral four.
That's right. Yeah. So you get too ugly for New York. So it's very Prince, and you know, I think not enough people do that anymore. So I like the fact that he's using that in his lyrics.
Yes, I'm fine with that in the song titles. I don't like it anymore when people text like that.
No,
it bothers
can't text
me.
Like that.
Now
yeah.
you pretty much have unlimited characters, and you can just write words. You can just write words and sentences.
Yeah.
So that's going back to yesterday's commentary on editing. But Showboat Honey is the album, and is it all like that? Is it all that kind
of
like...
There's a variety of
garage
stuff.
Garage, rock kind of sound?
For the most part. So he has a five-piece backing band called Showboat Honey. So essentially, this is a self-titled album, Kyle Kraft and Showboat Honey.
Okay.
And for the most part, that's what they're doing right now. They're kind of rocking out. You know, his first record on Sub Pop was slightly different, slightly more reserved, but he sounds like he's really embracing his inner rock and roll spirit with this album. And the guy has fantastic hair. If you get a chance to look at it, he really does. It's real big and real blonde, and it's poking out in every direction. So give him a listen. I really like it. I think it's one of the better things I heard all of July.
That look reminds you of like a 16-year-old you?
Nah, maybe a 16-year-old Andy, but I didn't quite have that hair sticking out in different directions. Yeah. But you know, Jim, we were talking, it almost seems like, you said yesterday, it's like deja vu, like we were talking about, July new music the other night, and suddenly it's coming back to me. But since that time, whether it was a dream or real, I thought about a band that I put in our newsletter, which you can get if you go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, just put your email address in, doesn't cost you anything. We're not going to spam you.
Right.
And you're going to get some new releases. You're going to get some tour dates for artists that have been on the show. You're going to get some and all kinds of good stuff. But I put in the What We're Listening To section, which features you and I, along with all of our interns that work on the show and everybody that's part of it, a band called Trash Kit from London. And if you remember this band, Trash Kit, they've only put out two albums previously, and this is their third album after a five-year hiatus. And I really, really like the record. At one point, our good friend Nick Scalera had texted me. I said to Nick, like, you got to get this album, man. You know, it's like right up your alley. And his description basically was, sounds like Fela Kuti meets Stereolab meets Blue Go Purple. So it really does kind of sound like that. So if that sounds appealing to you, check that out, guys. But I really wanted to give some props to a musician who's been gone from the scene, believe it or not, Jim, since basically, I don't know, 2009, in my opinion. His name is David Berman. He used to be in a band called the Silver Jews. He's back with a new project called Purple Mountains. And I really want to play you guys the first track off of the self-titled Purple Mountains record. It's called That's Just the Way I Feel. Give it a listen. I think the lyrics are just outstanding for somebody who has been gone for a long time. David is a poet, but just dig this and see what you think.
Well, I don't like talking to myself, but someone's gotta say it. Hell, I mean, things have not been going well. It's time I think I finally fucked myself. You see the life I live is sick. And then I spent a decade playing chicken with oblivion. Day to day I'm neck and neck with giving in. I'm the same old wreck I've always been. And when I see her in the park, barely merits a remark. How we span the standard distance, distant strangers stand apart. Of course I've been is my faith has been destroyed. I've been forced to watch my foes enjoy ceaseless feasts of schadenfreude. As the pace of life keeps quickening beneath the bitching and the bickering, when I try to drown the thoughts again, I find my worst ideas know how to swim. Well, a setback can be set up for a comeback if you don't let up. But this kind of hurting won't heal. And the end of all wanting is all.
That's great.
That's
that was fantastic.
Stuff,
and I get the Silver Jews. It definitely also, because it has that kind of pavement-y kind of shuffle to it and all of that, right? It's great, yeah.
Yeah, David hung around with Bob Nastanovich and Steve Malkmus in the early days of Pavement, and Bob and Steve both played on the early Silver Jews stuff, and then David sort of developed that band later on. And if you don't know that band, please go and listen to their albums, especially American Water, Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea. And anybody can put Schadenfreude jam in a song and rhyme it.
I love that. Pretty good, man.
I mean, I love that. What a great word. And later in the song, he really writes a great set of lyrics. He says, I met failure in Australia. I fell ill in Illinois. I nearly lost my genitalia to an anthill in Des Moines. I was so far gone in Fargo that South Dakota got annoyed. So that's something, man. If South Dakota gets annoyed, you're pretty far gone. Yeah. So basically, you know, a guy who's kind of been through the ringer, you know, retired from music, gone through some personal troubles, but always lived the poetic life. And it's so great that he's back with a record on Drag City. So go out there and get the Purple Mountains people, buy the vinyl, and, you know, just support what he does because he's a survivor and a great lyric writer and a great musician.
So
too.
Purple Mountains is the artist name.
That's right.
As well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And self-titled record
got
available on Drag City.
People to understand that when you go looking for it. That's search right. for Purple Mountains.
Look for the Purple Mountains, people.
I have not listened to this yet, but I am definitely going to tomorrow. Yep. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to stream this album,
but I can
just tell from the song titles alone that I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, that one was called That's Just the Way That I Feel, but some of the other songs are called I Loved Being My Mother's Son.
That's right.
She's Making Friends, I'm Turning Stranger.
That's right.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Nights That Won't Happen. Nights That Won't Happen. Get it?
Yep.
You know, yep. Sounds like some, yeah, it sounds like some of you referenced already. Maybe I'm the Only One for Me. Well, I mean, that's how has that song title not existed before?
Right.
And then
to cap it all off,
here's the best one: Margaritas at the Mall.
That's right. We've all been there, people.
Fantastic. All right, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a great record. I hope everybody likes it.
All right, very good. Those are good picks.
Cool.
And since you focused on lyrics, that will lead us perfectly into our cover song for today. It really all worked out very nicely.
It really did.
It's going to be good. All right. We, of course, would love to hear what other people have discovered recently. You know, it can be July, it can be whatever, but, you know.
Steven Roberts.
turn us on to some new music. You can hit us up by calling the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. Just leave a message there. Tell us what you like.
Yep.
We will listen to it. Yeah. Oh, that's a call right now. Somebody's calling in right now. I don't think so.
No.
That could be an emergency,
though.
That could
be an emergency call. I'll take it.
One second. Okay, yeah. 1 second. We also email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Here's the cover, the lyrical cover. It is a Bob Dylan song.
Nice.
It is covered by a local, regional country singer. Her name is Karen Jonas. She's got two or three albums out, and her latest album just came out. It is called Lucky Revisited.
Mm-hmm.
And on that album, which is mostly original material, there is a cover of It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry.
Nice.
You know that song.
I do.
Familiar with it.
Highway 61 Revisited.
Yes. So, let's hear that now. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And tomorrow we have part one of an interview / live event with Robert Dean Lurie. He is the author of Begin the Begin, REM's Early Years.
Oh, it's
so you're not
going
to want to miss that. All right.
Please tune in.
All right. But let's get back to this Dylan cover. Here's Karen Jonas. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I ride on the train, baby. I can't buy a thrill. I've been up all night now, leaning on. And if I should die on top of the hill, well, if I don't make it, you know my baby.
My friend Andy once frightened a cat. That's how big his hair was. That's not why he called. That's right. He once sent a cat running in another direction.